You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka has made last-minute amendments to the Tekapo Moana Protection Bill that would create new high-protection areas in the Hauraki Gulf. The amendment would allow commercial fishing in these newly created protected areas. I spoke to Dr. Simon Thrush, Professor of Marine Science at the University of Auckland, about what he thought of the latest amendment. Can you explain the changes to the Tekapo Moana Protection Bill?
So it's a little bit confusing in terms of the information that has come out of the government at the moment. What they've been talking about is allowing a process that they refer to as ring net fishing to occur potentially in two of the high protection areas that are proposed under the new bill. My understanding is those areas will be Kawa Bay and around the Noisies Island group. It is confusing, though, because some of the documentation implies that it won't just be those areas. And it's hard to understand how they will change the policy, which means that it may be that other sorts of fishing would also be possible in those or other high protection areas. I think this is one of those things where we don't really have enough information to know what's being proposed at the moment to be really clear on the details of what the effects might be.
And who is behind these changes?
Well, this is, again, it's unclear. The proposal announcement comes from the Minister of Conservation. But of course, this will be a decision that has been made by the coalition as they work through the process. The bill itself was unanimously supported by the parliamentary commission that happened last year. It's now up for its second reading in Parliament, which is where these kind of amendments come into play. And then it gets a third reading, and then, you know, if it survives all of that process, then it becomes law. So it's kind of strange that the way it's been presented in the media, you know, the first thing I saw on Sunday implied, you know, it was a done deal. But then as I tried to find out more information, it didn't quite seem to be so done.
Do these changes have the potential to undermine the purpose of marine protection areas?
Yes, they absolutely do. Essentially, if we want those high protection areas to be included and counted in terms of our area designated for marine conservation by the international standards set by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, then any commercial fishing in those areas of any type disqualifies them from being counted. And we have such a small proportion of the Gulf. You know, there is no balance in the Gulf in terms of conservation, preservation versus exploitation.
What protections would you like to see implemented to ensure the Gulf is sustainable?
So I think we need a series of integrated and better management actions to limit the stresses that impact the ecosystems of the Gulf. I think we need more of the Gulf's area being conserved and protected, particularly from damaging activities that are well documented in the scientific literature to impact biodiversity and the way the ecosystem works, and that there should be some balance in that space. So some large areas are needed to generate that balance. I mean, you know, at the moment it's something like there's no protection in 96% of the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park.
And what is the role of government in protecting the Gulf?
Yeah, well, like everything, it's everybody's responsibility. And like many other sectors of activity, the government does rely extensively on volunteers and free work. But the government is the organisation that defines the law, sets the policy, and its management agencies are responsible for implementing that policy and making it effective. However, sometimes those agencies duck resources to actually do what they're supposed to do. And that impacts the environmental agencies just as much as it does the, the education system and the health system.
For people who care about protecting the Gulf and the marine environments, what should they do to show support?
There are a number of conservation agencies around who are looking at writing letters to the government. So think about engagement with those agencies. There is nothing to stop an individual writing a letter to the minister making comment on how they see their Gulf being affected by these changes. So that's one option. Working through the NGOs is another option.
And I spoke to forest and bird advocate Bianca Ranson about their opposition to the bill amendment. Why is Forest and Bird opposed to the amendments to the Te Kapa Moana Protection Bill?
The Te Kapa Moana Hauraki Gulf Marine Protection Bill is 10 years worth of work in the making, and it's a really incredible step forward for the Hauraki Gulf in terms of rejuvenisation of vital Indigenous biodiversity and the revitalisation of ecosystems. So the announcement that Tama Pōtaka made on Sunday, first of all, just want to comment that it's really, really excellent to see that Cabinet has agreed to proceed with the law, with the legislation to set it into law so that we can get these 19 protection areas set in place across the Hauraki Gulf. And in June, the report came back from Select Committee, and there was unanimous support at Select Committee as well with minor amendments. So we really celebrated that announcement. But with the announcement Sunday just gone, there was an amendment that we see as being really problematic, and that is that commercial fishing will be allowed to continue within high protection areas. And the reason that we're really concerned about that is if you're going to allow commercial fishing in high protection areas, it really takes the protection out of the high protection. And the fishing method that they propose on doing within those areas is called ring netting. And I think there'll be maybe 5 to 6 operators that will be able to continue with that activity within those areas. But I think the biggest issue here is that it sets a precedent. So we know that the Hauraki Gulf and this legislation and efforts that are being made around fisheries management, and in particular ecosystem-based fisheries management, is really setting an example for the rest of the country. So it's setting in place a good pathway forward for the Hauraki Gulf. But if we allow commercial fishing activities to happen within high protection areas, then we're really concerned about the implications of that on further high protection in the Gulf, but looking further ahead of that as well, the implications of it on marine protection around other parts of our oceans as well within our EEZ.
Is the allowing of commercial fishing the key difference between a high protection area versus a marine reserve?
So a marine reserve is different. There are two extensions to marine reserves that are allowed within the bill. And then there are new, what we call protection areas, seafloor protection and high protection. So the purpose of high protection is to allow the biodiversity within those areas to time to recover and to replenish under protection. So allowing commercial activities to happen within a hired protection area really is moving it more towards an area that, you know, also has fisheries management. And we really don't see those two things as compatible. We want to maintain the integrity of a hired protection area, and allowing commercial fishing within that is simply not compatible.
And what are locals' thoughts on the legislation and the amendments?
So the thoughts of locals is around the legislation is extremely positive. So we're really proud that a decade's worth of work has allowed mana whenua, local government, stakeholders, NGOs, community, fishers, to participate in the shaping of it and the pathway forward for how we're going to address what's going on with the Gulf, which is on the brink of ecological collapse. So there's a lot of really positive thinking, and a lot of people are extremely excited to see it passed into law and to finally see these protection areas in place. The announcement on Sunday has got a lot of people really concerned about the amendment, and that's not something that was put forward through that decade's worth of work, so it really goes against the work that's been done by everyone up until this point. We didn't see it coming. It's just kind of come out of nowhere and landed as quite a large amendment to the bill. And so this Sunday on Waiheke at 2 o'clock, we're having a gathering here called Love the Gulf, Arohatia Tikapa Moana, which will be 2 p.m. at Oneroa Beach. And so there's people coming from Auckland, there's the Waiheke community that's gathering together to show our love for the Gulf and to send a message to the government that we really are pleased with the announcement that they've made to get this bill across the line, but also to express concerns around the commercial fishing aspect of the amendment.
And how can others across Aotearoa who are against this change vocalise their opposition to the amendments?
It would be really helpful if people could go to the Forest and Bird website and look up Arohatia Tikapa Moana Love the Gulf and please sign our petition. Would be an excellent first step. It would be great if people can show up this Sunday. It's going to be nice weather over here on Waiheke. You can, if you're a Tamaki base, come over on the ferry and come down to the beach. We're going to have face painting, DJs. We're going to have beach activities, signs and banners, and a range of speakers that will be sharing about the legislation and what's happening in our moana. You can go onto our social media and RSVP for the event on Facebook, and on Instagram there's some information as well about what's happened, how we're responding, and information about the event this Sunday. We've got a really short window of opportunity to address what's going on. We're really hopeful that the Minister will reconsider the amendment. It's not too late. So the actual amendment hasn't been officially released yet in terms of the specific text of it. So there's a real opportunity here for us to get together as communities, as grassroots organisations, and really show that that we want to make sure that we get this right first go. We don't want to be dealing with something that's harmful within these high protection areas moving forward.
That was Dr. Simon Thrush, Professor of Marine Science at the University of Auckland, and Forest and Bird Advocate Bianca Ranson speaking about the Tikapa Moana Protection Bill and recent amendment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.